Well, good morning, everyone. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are gathered at the 12th floor of the state capitol. It's 5 to 10 on Thursday, July 28th, for a special meeting of the commission. I'll call this meeting to order. I do not have any opening comments. I'll see if my colleagues have any. Randy?
I do not. Thank you.
Brian?
No, ma'am.
Opening comments? Okay. Then we will just proceed into the executive session. This is, let's see here. This session concerns Public Service Commission FERC RP15-1022 Alliance Pipeline PSC Commons / Interventions Case Number PU-15-788. This matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including NDCC 4404-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation regarding the pending administrative litigation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in a meeting. Is there such a motion? And I would move, I would make that motion myself. And is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Just a clarification. I wonder if we have to read that.
Is that the motion we have to read? I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation and Public Service Commission FERC RP15-1022 Alliance Pipeline PSC Commons / Interventions, case number PU-15-788.
Second.
All right. Now that's official.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, I'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Aye.
Commissioner Christman?
Aye.
Commissioner Kalk?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting. Am I not doing this right?
You have to say that when we start the new tape.
Oh, this says chairman committee. Come back.
Sorry.
Okay. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask the members of the public who are attending the work session to leave the room. I don't see any members of the public here. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the work session at, I'm guessing, 10:30. Is that about enough, half an hour, enough time, you think, Jack?
Yes.
Okay. The minutes will show that the executive session began at, we'll say, 10 o'clock and was attended by myself, Commissioner Fedorchak, Commissioner Randy Christman, Commissioner Brian Kalk, Jack Hsu, our attorney, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, our general counsel, and Pat Fahn, the Director of Public Utilities. Daryl, we can stop the recording now.